I'm Mark Smith for KASU. Arkansas State Associate Professor of Political Science Hans Hacker recently did a TEDx talk that's been getting some attention. It's got nearly 70,000 views now on YouTube. He starts with a question that many of us have been asking ourselves.
Why are people hoarding toilet paper and hand sanitizer? Why? Why? It's like we've decided we're going to play a game called Win the Pandemic and beat our neighbors at what's become a very disturbing game. Why? Why are we doing this?
I reached Hans Hacker by phone. Hans, thanks for joining me to talk about this bizarre phenomenon that's manifested itself as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. So why are we doing this?
A lot of people say the reason we're doing this is because we're uncivil, that we are antagonistic toward each other. We're rude, we're mean. I suggest a different answer, and that answer is because we're disconnected from each other. Okay. We no longer have the connection to our society, our communities, our neighbors that we once had.
TEDx events are designed to be community gatherings where people present ideas and foster conversation, learning, inspiration. Because of this virus, though, your talk was not at a gathering. You were talking to an empty room. Tell me how this event came about.
TEDx events are planned well in advance. I was asked to do this back in September. And unfortunately, because of the pandemic, we were told that we have to cancel the event. We came to an agreement that the organizer would make sure there was no audience and just live stream it. So it was very strange to be talking about social connectedness in an empty room.
Now, was that what you had planned to talk about originally?
It was. It changed quite a bit as the event approached because it became clear that one way to talk about social disconnectedness would be to discuss people's responses to this particular crisis.
Yeah. Now, what you address here is not specifically about toilet paper. It's not about what people are buying, but rather about the behavior itself and what spawns that behavior and how we can perhaps understand it better, right?
That's right. The question about why are we hoarding hand sanitizer and toilet paper is just a hook to illustrate a problem that seems to be much broader than just this one event. And it really has to do with how we see ourselves and how we envision our relationships with other people, the extent to which we trust others, cooperate, trust our government and our institutions. We may not be able to control things like a pandemic, but we have a lot of choices when it comes to acting in the circumstances in which we find ourselves. So I use this illustration, this analogy of society as a game. And you get to decide, really, what game you're playing. Generally, there's two types of games that people play. One's called a collective game, in which, in order to win, the group that you are a part of has to win. So your interests are connected with the group. An example of that would be Dungeons and Dragons or World of Warcraft or something like that. The other type of game is called a zero-sum game. For you to win it, everyone else has to lose. So, you know, there are lots of examples of this. Monopoly is one. You define yourself in relation to others as in conflict.
So what's the real takeaway here? How might understanding this behavior and this in a game sense help us change it and do better?
American society has always been uncivil. I gave the example of Alexis de Tocqueville visiting in 1831 and finding Americans practicing a politics that was nasty, ugly, and sometimes violent. So incivility doesn't really explain much. The real takeaway here is that Americans need to start envisioning themselves as a member of a collective group. And that way, they can achieve the goals of the group, say, in this example, get through the pandemic, but also keep themselves from being exploited by bad actors, people who they're inside the group, but they are behaving selfishly. They're exploiting members of the group for their personal gain. This is pretty easy to understand. If you've ever played basketball, you understand what a ball hog is, right? Mm-hmm. That person is on your team but they are behaving selfishly. And a team has a better opportunity to control those bad actors than if you're simply in playing a zero-sum game where everyone is the enemy. If we want to survive as a society, we have to start envisioning ourselves with respect to other people, to our communities, and especially to government as a member of a group attempting to achieve collective goals.
Hans Hacker teaches constitutional law and politics at Arkansas State University. You can find his TEDx talk. Just search for "Why Are People Hoarding Toilet Paper?" on YouTube. Hans Hacker, thanks for talking with me today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.